Warning, warning, Spankwagon Radio is now on the air.
The following program is intended for mature audiences.
Good morning, friends of television land.
Attention you out there in radio land.
Good morning. WPIX, August 8th, TGIF day. The time is 3.5 minutes to 7, and this is Channel 7.
Good morning. This is television station WORTV, New York.
Good morning, Starshine. Stay tuned now for our national anthem.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to point out, Murphy can't dance. Ladies and gentlemen, do I sound like shit to everyone else? I sound muffled. Let's try that. Hey, Fidelity, gotta love it. Someone's playing with the board again. Ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday night. And Murphy's tweaking his nipples all in excitement for the greatest internet radio show ever. Spank Wagon Radio. Tonight? Well, tonight's just going to go to hell. I have this feeling right now it's just going to go straight to hell. It's going to come back, and it's going to want its money back. Aren't you lucky this shit's free? All right, ladies and gentlemen, Friday night for you listening live. Could be any other day of the week for those of you on the podcast. We'll just say it's Yeah Day. What day? Yeah. Yeah, that day. Let me get the other mics on. All right, so here's how it works out, ladies and gentlemen. We have a few of us in the studio. We got some role changes going on tonight, some attempts to do something a little different. What we have learned considerably is that Murphy cannot, will not, absolutely has absolutely none ability to control his trap. So tonight what we are doing is something called a miracle. The miracle of Christmas, if you will. The miracle is he is not going to talk much during the show. He is still allowed to talk, but his microphone will be turned off and controlled solely by myself. However, he has chosen a new form of expression. A brand new form. Well, kind of recycled form. But it's there. I think I got it plugged into the wrong jack. Try now.
How are you?
Soundboards.
You need to pray for the good Lord. Protect America.
So Murphy is going to be backing off the microphone a bit because we discussed this last week. We always talk about ways to make the show better. I think it's a conversation I have with every single one of my hosts, every single one of the people who do production, every single one of the people who listen, and myself in the mirror naked. But always talking about what to do to make the show better, and we both realized, kind of at the same time, Murphy, shut the fuck up.
I like you.
And that way, you know, because, you know, we want other people to talk, like Decaf or Scrappy.
Do you want to come together to make touch one another?
Unfortunately for soundboards, sometimes they'll fit and sometimes they won't. Sounds like a dog getting home.
The TV was obviously on.
All right, so as you can tell, while RoboDick may be broken, soundboards are alive and well. All right, so let me introduce...
Oh, my goodness.
Let me introduce all the other hosts. Sitting off to my right, say hello.
Hello.
Jesus.
The That's a very interesting question.
No, I was here dead silence and not Murphy talking. It was just kind of like, I don't know. I was like, usually I was just like, hello. And by the way.
Now, wait a minute. Now, hold on a second. Look, Mark and I had a little discussion last week. And we came to an agreement. He felt that I have a tendency to. Exactly.
Somebody's friend or somebody's neighbor.
So pretty much that's what's going on. Is Murph always says I'm a production guy. I'm a production guy, and I always say you talk a fucking whole lot for a production guy. You are the monkey in the truck, basically.
I think I.
And there you go. So sitting off to my right is Big Daddy Decaf.
What's going on, y'all?
Why don't you introduce our next guest?
Yeah, introduce.
Is he incarcerated?
Across from me, we have Scrappy. Hopefully.
Yep.
What's up?
Yep.
Yep.
What? Yep.
Yeah.
Right. I love you.
Judge Judy, we're toning you down a bit here, Judge Judy. Play one of your soundboards. I got to make sure I have you in the right one. Oh, hang on.
Does he look like a bitch?
Oh, Marcel. All right. So here's what we got going on tonight. We got news, articles, stuff to talk about, Scrappy's report card, which we still have yet to figure out what it is, but the man who wrote it, hasn't even told Scrappy what's going on.
I did tell Scrappy.
No, this is what he told me.
Hold on, time out. What we got to do? Hold on. Let me explain it. Let me explain it to him. You ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
Dumb child.
Thanks, ass.
I know. I explained it to her 6 times. I explained it to her at dinner and 14 text messages over the phone. You got it on the first time I told you when we were at dinner.
So basically, wow, that's going to be really distracting. That's going to be about as bad as him
talking.
Talk
yet. I'd rather have him talking than the fucking board going
evil
on.
Evil ones.
So anyhow, what we got going on then? We got Scrappy's report card. Oh, but you know what? We got a few things we do need to talk about. First off, let me talk about the website because I don't do that as much as I used to. But I fucked it up again.
Yay.
It's sort of broken, but sort of not broken.
You have a rendezvous with destiny.
Okay. Cut that shit out, Murph. Come on now. Let's. Jesus. You know what? If it's not as mouth
moving. It'll get old like the next.
Oh, it'll
minutes.
Get old. But
that's old already.
Yeah. you should see it. When either him or Claude Balls gets a hold of soundboards, it's soundboard war.
No.
Good morning.
You know, I mean, it
How
is.
Are you?
It is really...
Yeah, I'm a police officer.
Real.
Detective John Temple, who are you?
Nice to meet you.
What's the matter?
I'm rolling on the floor, laughing my ass off.
Sir, are you a henchman?
Hey, there's Scrappy's intro.
Close your eyes, stay flat, and don't move.
So anyhow, before we go and digress this any much further in the intro, spankwagon.net has been upgraded. We finally got the upgrades and everything working, sorta, on the site. However, for whatever reason, I broke all of my databases.
You broke them all?
Yeah. So now what we're doing is, if you go to spankwagon.net, it forwards you to teachthemachine.com, which is the other site that I have. Hold on, I'm pausing my game. It basically is the other site that I have, and... It's still Spankwagon. It's everything Spankwagon. We want you all to sign up. If you're listening live, you're listening to the archive.
So the name stayed the same.
The name's the same. The domain's going to look different for about a week, if that, until I get everything fixed over the weekend. The second thing, actually, Murphy needs to talk about, and this is far more important, this is tomorrow night.
That's right, baby.
Tell us about tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night at Moondoggies here in Vegas.
Moondoggies.
The name of this thing that she decided on is just giant. Spankwagon presents Jason's Fight for Life. Basically, we've got a little kid in Chicago whose mom has lost her job right after he went into remission for leukemia. So the kid's racked up quite a bit of medical bills. We're doing everything we can to maybe help him repay some of that. So tomorrow night, which is Saturday... for those of you podcast people that don't live in Vegas and can't be... Are you hearing that, Scrappy?
Yeah, I am, and you just made it worse, thanks.
I know where it's at now, finally. I've been chasing this problem for about a year now. I finally found where the problem is. There's a short in the cord going into the headset box on the side.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I finally found it.
Okay.
Anyway, so this kid is... He needs some money. Let's not fucking lie about it. So me and Big Titty C, we got together and we said, well, how can we help him out? And so, of course, her being the queen of all things... financial, I guess. She put together some deals, got some stuff from some companies. Dirt Addictions here in Vegas is donating a quad. VIP Cleaning Services is donating a bunch of cleaning gift certificates. So she decided, hey, let's do a raffle. So, all right, a raffle sounds cool. $10 a ticket. And then, of course, I said, but hey, why don't we, focus this all in one place at one night? So we decided we would make a big deal out of it. It's a big concert show, fucking everything. So then we got a couple of guys on board. We got the guys from Take. So they're going to be performing.
And their drummer from the Hanson Brothers.
And their drummer from the Hanson Brothers. We've got Dim, Death in Motion.
Hey, wait a minute. Didn't their drummer look like that kid that went psycho in Omaha?
Just a little.
Just a little. It just dawned on me.
Don't make the girl voice jokes.
Got it.
So we've got Dim. They're going to be here. Wes is one big scary Negro, I tell you right now. And
dude, do you think he'll like rape or beat up the drummer from Hanson?
No.
If I give him a dollar, he might.
What I want is Wes just to stand over the dude and go, heard you talk about my mom.
He probably pisses pants.
I was just
shit.
About to say.
Speaking of, I got a running joke for tonight.
Okay.
Yeah,
let me finish up here before we go on to that. So we also have Son Krillin's going to be there. He's going to be performing.
Son Krillin.
That's right. We're going to have a lot of giveaways.
A shrimp.
That's just krill.
Yeah, but it's like the gangster shrimp.
Are you saying he's the gangster shrimp?
The gangsters.
You realize tomorrow night when I introduce him, I'm going to introduce him as the gangster shrimp.
Oh, do it, dude. That'd be so tight.
So we're going to be giving away a bunch of stuff. Big old raffle. It's $10 at the door, 21 and over. It starts at 8 o'clock and it goes until who fucking knows when, whenever we get done.
God, I hope I can get there.
Ladies, wear your nice bra and panties because I'm going to be asking you for them.
We have a call.
No, keep going.
I'm going to be asking you for your bras and panties. That way we can auction them off right there tomorrow night. Have the lonely guys picking them up and buying them. We're going to have win a date with a firefighter for you ladies. We've got all kinds of goodies left, right, and center.
How many firefighters are there going to be?
I'm not sure.
Because there might be like a hardcore fight.
Oh, wait. It's Big Titty C. Hi, C.
She's calling on the cell phone.
I'm
registered.
Fine. Can we call you back live on the air so you can help me promote this thing for tomorrow? The banners? Okay. Let me call you right back, okay? We're going to call you from the studio line.
Everything is last minute.
Yeah, everything is last minute. Well, she's just getting down there now to hang up the sign.
Okay, I'm pissed. I triple booked tomorrow. I'm an idiot.
Well, yeah, you're an idiot.
We knew that already.
I mean, this is beyond idiot because I won't even actually get to go to a Spankwagon show.
Man, I was slapped as shit.
I should be slapped.
I will slap you.
Yeah.
Yeah, you need to figure something out. That's all I'm going to say. So it's going to be a big deal. There's going to be cheap beer. There's going to be great...
Cheap hookers,
of course. There's going to be a lot of stuff going on there tomorrow night. And there's a lot of stuff. And one of the nice things about it is it's for a kid who deserves it. Yes. So, here we go.
Most definitely.
We're trying to bring Big Titty C up on the board.
Hello?
Hi, Big Titty C.
Hey, baby. What are you doing?
Oh, I'm just yapping about the show here. And we were right in the middle of promoting it for tomorrow night. What are you doing?
Actually, I'm on my way to Moondoggies to go hang up banners, Spider-Man poster, and get everything kicking and ready for tomorrow.
Now, Big Titty here, she did us here at Spankwagon. She did us a real solid. She got us a really nice, 8-foot by 2-foot?
Wow.
8-foot by 3-foot Spankwagon banner.
Wow.
Yeah, she bought that for us. We get to keep it. How awesome is that?
They're doing it. It's all vinyl. It's got the rivets in it, so it's reusable, it looks gorgeous.
Yeah, so we've got that. And, I mean, I don't know, Jason, but you do. You know this little kid.
Right.
Tell everyone exactly what happened.
Okay, well, back in June, Jason wasn't feeling too well. So my goddaughter, Nicole, took him to the doctor. And the next thing we know, he was transferred over to Comer's Memorial Hospital at the University of Illinois, where they found out that he had leukemia.
Hmm.
So from there, it's been, 2 to 3 times a week. My niece has to drive all the way from Schererville, Indiana, into the University of Chicago for him to get his treatment. She was working at her job for 8 years in Chicago. Her boss has told her, take all the time you need, to spend time with Jason at the hospital with all his treatments and back and forth. And when she went back to work, they fired her. So now she's in a legal dispute because she lives in Indiana and works in Chicago. So they're neglecting her workman's compensation, her claim and everything. So it's really just been tough going. But Jason has hit remission a couple of times, but the stuff just keeps kicking him back. We shaved his head and got him a little earring so that he wouldn't know, you know, from the chemotherapy and that he lost all his hair. But he's a little fighter. He's just doing everything he can to try and fight this thing. But thanks to you guys and all my friends and supporters out there and everything, we're able to throw this benefit tomorrow. We've got, what, 3 bands playing?
Yeah, we got 3 bands.
We're raffling off a $2,200 quad.
Wow.
We've got a gift certificate for Robinson's Furniture, carpet cleaning. The liquor distributors are giving us bottles of liquor. I've got station number 7. Captain Dave DeLuca is raffling off a dinner for 4 at the station house where the guys are actually going to cook dinner for 4 people for coming to the benefit.
Nice.
And
you know, see, I was...
Brian Penny auction. Let's not forget about that.
Yeah, Brian Penny. You know, I was thinking about something about the dinner. Excuse me, with Captain Dave there. Rather than raffling that, I think we should make that an auction. I think we should let these ladies drive the price on that through the roof.
Oh, that's fine. I got a whole roll of additional raffle tickets. You know, to be raffling off all the additional prizes that weren't listed on the raffle ticket.
Yeah, we got a lot of stuff going on. I mean, it's going to be a big deal. And I think what we'll do, too, is later on this week, we'll try and set up some sort of a PayPal account or something for people out there who can't make it down here to Vegas but still want to help out. So we'll set up a PayPal account so people can donate.
And you can keep an eye on that, actually, by going to our Spankwagon site, spankwagon.net, or go to the MySpace page, myspace.com/spankwagon, which also includes the information, the banner and everything, or not the banner, but the flyer and information for the show tomorrow.
Well, I hope everybody's coming out for a great time. Starts at 8 p.m. Oh, plus Todd Paul from the Tropicana should be showing up around midnight, and he's going to be doing a little bit of magic and a little bit of fun card tricks and everything. So he's performing at 8 o'clock and 10:30. As soon as he's done with the 10:30 show, he's coming down to entertain us. He also performs for us out in Thailand, so... It ought to be pretty good. We've got a lot of guest appearances coming in from some DJs. We got DJ Shake and K showing up, Keith, Super K, DJ showing up, and God only knows who else is coming in, but it ought to be a good night.
Sounds like it's going to be a hell of a party.
Spankwagon, I can't thank you guys enough for backing me up and hosting this. You guys have been absolutely awesome, and I just can't thank you enough for all the support and helping this little boy, get some extra funds to get his chemotherapy and everything done.
Now, to be completely fair and to be completely honest, we only have one person we can really thank is our executive producer here, Mr. Murphy. This is something that you came to me and you said, I want to do this under the Spankwagon name, and I said, go for it, and you built a hell of a show.
Well, we'll see how it all turns out. I really hope that...
You built a hell of a show. Just stop right now. Kids, Big Diddy C, tell him.
You got it, Christopher. Come on now. Take credit when credit.
Take credit tomorrow when we get a grand total that we can put in a check and send off to this kid. That's what I'm really concerned about. That we help this kid get taken care of, because that's the big deal. That's the big deal right now.
That's what it's all about. It's just, what goes on in Vegas doesn't necessarily stay in Las Vegas. We are doing this on behalf of Chicago.
Yep, there you
go. Well, the thing with Vegas is, first off, no one's from Vegas. Your family's everywhere, and you always help your family.
That's right.
Extended and otherwise.
Now, see, something I wanted to ask you about real quick, too. I know you said that we can't have girls getting completely naked there in the bar.
Well, actually, Bobby, the owner of Moondoggies, really doesn't have a problem with anything that goes on with my parties. As we know, I've been known to have nude strippers there, so it's going to be just free-for-all. I mean, I got a lot of girls coming in with pasties and bras.
There we go.
Yeah! Big Titty C knows us.
She knows how to appeal.
In Victoria's Secret. They also went to a couple of the porn places to pick up some pretty wild outfits, so God only knows what the hell's going to happen tomorrow. That's all I can tell you.
Hey, I got to ask something. On the bras that you purchased, what's the largest one you purchased?
Yeah, they're all looking at me here now. Thanks.
Scrappy here is packing quite the rack.
Scrappy here.
Okay, I know for sure we've got some double D's coming in. Maybe
not big enough.
Not big enough,
double E's.
Some double
so
E's?
I'm not too sure on that. E's. Edwards.
See, let me tell you something. You know, I love
edible.
See, you know, I love your tits, and I love how big they are, but I got to tell you something. Scrappy here makes your tits look like Claire Dane.
Oh, no.
She makes you look...
Scrappy, it's on with me and you tomorrow, okay?
Scrappy makes you look like a cold 12-year-old boy.
Don't say that.
Are you coming tomorrow?
Yes.
All right, well, it's on with me and you because I got some hot to trot pastry.
Yeah, she has
yeah!
See, she has
I was thinking about going with just the peanut butter cup wrappers and sticking my nipples through them.
That's hot.
Do you think you can get Scrappy into some pasties for us? Because that'd just be awesome.
No.
Do you have like a bra for a Honda?
Come on, we're doing this for charity. Anything goes tomorrow night. That's all I can tell you.
Yeah, the guys would like that, huh?
Okay, so you're telling me if I can't get maybe 20 guys in the audience, you should donate 15, 20 bucks a pop to put in for this.
It has to be 20 bucks a pop.
20 bucks a pop. If I get 15 guys to donate 20 bucks a pop, you won't come out and paste these? Come on.
Oh, Scrappy?
Scrappy, yeah.
Scrappy, you better be coming out and paste these.
Lord knows everybody's going to be coming in them.
No.
Then you got to give up the G-string then, and you got your choice.
You know she got one, too.
Scrappy, are you wearing a thong?
I was peeking through a window today.
What? That's why I'm holding off that dinner. I don't want y'all to know where I live.
Exactly. Okay, see, well, hey, we're going to let you go. We got to cut to a break here. So we're going to go ahead and, again, thank you for letting us help you with this, because that's,
guys.
Yeah, we could have done this any number of ways. I think this is probably going to be the coolest way to do it.
Okay, I'm going to snap some pictures as soon as I get the banners up and all the Spider-Man posters, and I'll download them. I'll be back home probably within an hour, so I'll download them and send them on out.
Cool, yeah, fire them off. I'll show them to the boys while they're here.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thank you.
All right. See you tomorrow.
All right.
So, thanks for that. It's always boys. Aren't used to me on here yet.
It's been a cock fest in here for quite a while.
Y'all can talk about my big titties, then it's boys.
I wanted to bring something up real quick. And just real quick.
Yeah.
Our last permanent female host, Ginger.
Ginger.
What was her real name?
Jesse.
Yeah, I already know.
Scrappy. Fucking Jesse, what the fuck is this?
I know, I already knew that.
Maybe
too.
It's the
I thought
name.
Of it already.
It
too.
Just like registered with me just the other day. Yeah. I was like,
it took you that fucking long to register that shit.
But I spell my name with
a K. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spankwagon Radio Live, and Murphy will be there. And Scrappy will be there, and Trencher.
I'm trying. I am so trying to be
there.
We're
going to kidnap him.
He's been doing this show for 7 years. He can't go to his own event. Oh.
We're
going anyway.
We can go to break now.
we can go to break now. I say what I need to say.
He'll be there. We'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, we want to introduce a brand new bit here at Spank Wagon Radio. It's a mad fucking dash to microphones. Are you ready? This is time for Scrappy's report card.
So I don't know what the point of me switching you sides was.
Yeah, you didn't bring up her article,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, you didn't bring up the article.
It is there.
No, that's
Berlin,
a Scientology
Germany,
article.
Yeah.
See, we had this bit. Okay, now, I love this because during the break, Decaf was just bawling out about how, you know, you got to get your bit going and all that good stuff.
I want to thank you for the bullhorn.
All right.
I hope you're proud.
Let's try this again.
Okay.
All right, we got to introduce you, and this is...
Wanted dead or alive.
Scrappy's report card.
Word. Okay, so, anyway. Homegirl Megan in Missouri. She's 13. And you can't hear me.
Oh, you're talking too low.
How am I talking too low? Okay, anyway, so she
you
committed suicide.
You are the offspring of the bastard son of some whore!
Thank you. Why did she commit suicide? Because of, you know, MySpace, of course, because... It's what our world revolves around now, basically. So it was a chick pretending she was a dude to, I don't know, talk to this girl on MySpace, telling her all this blah, blah, I want you bullshit, some crap.
All right, so here's how it goes. I got to stop this. First off, you have this chick, Megan, little mental, okay? Megan has... Well, Megan's fat. Megan's, you know, not really popular. Megan has a couple mental issues.
How do you know she's fat? She wasn't fat.
Yeah, it says in the article.
Because the article says she's fat.
I saw a picture of her on the news and she was not fat.
Okay, so anyhow, she had no friends, really. She had, like, social issues and she had no friends. Well, she goes on to MySpace. She goes on to MySpace and makes a friend. This dude, I forget what he called himself, said, hey, you know, I know who you are. You're really cool, blah, 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 blah. Well, after a little while, and this took a while because they were online chatting. They were online friends. After a little while, all of a sudden, well, this dude started saying a lot of mean, negative things. Hey, we all know you're fat. Everybody in this town hates you. I know who you are. You know, like I said, and you suck. Basically ruined her. She logs in one final time one night. Says something that they typed was just completely off base. Sends her upstairs. Her parents notice that, you know, she's been upstairs for a little bit. Mind you, her parents sort of monitor her internet, which is kind of good. Parents go upstairs, find her. Hanging in her closet on a noose. They get her down, but not enough time to actually save her. And that's where I'll hand it off to you.
His name was Josh, or supposed name was Josh. Sorry, I wanted to say that a minute ago, but I don't want to interrupt you. Anyway, screw this. I have no sympathy for her.
Why not?
Because, first of all, you're talking to some idiot face. You don't know who he is. You should know by now, in this day and age, that he could be a 20,000-pound black guy, for all you know.
She's 13.
So what? She's 13. She's a teenager. She goes to school. She knows. She watches the news. She's in the real world. I wasn't talking
to
people.
You have to understand, though. Some people... Okay, look. You know what? 13 years old, you can't know everything for sure, especially if they...
Yeah, no shit when you're 13.
Here's the thing, and then we haven't said this to anybody yet. The people who did this... made up this Josh character actually knew her. So they were able to communicate with her things that they knew from her or of her.
What they actually were was she had a friend in the beginning of the school year who they had a falling out during the school year, and the people who did this was that girl's mother.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So basically these adults, these people who should know better, actually antagonized the 13-year-old girl to the point where she killed herself. Now, how far did they want to take it? Did they really want to take it to where she was going to kill herself?
But maybe she was already on the verge of suicide.
Fair enough.
I mean, it said she suffered from depression already as it was. So it doesn't take much when you're depressed to...
So when you're depressed, and I think the clinical or the classic verbiage for depression is anger turned inwards... You're kind of looking out and looking for a way out or a connection out. Isn't that what this Josh represented?
Yeah, I don't know. It could have been anybody. It could have been anything.
So you feel that
that the mom should, and the, you know, the family that did it to her, you think they should take some responsibility for it? Or do you think it's as is? It's like, okay, well, she believed in it, you know, she killed herself, and we go on. What do you feel?
I think that they did push. They did something they knew they shouldn't, in the sense of, why did they, as adults, as parents, go onto MySpace and fake a profile?
Now, is there anything legal that is really tangible for
no,
them to prove it?
Proven, it's been proven.
Well, I mean, okay, I know. Cause, but no, first legally, she denied it, and then they found it.
While I'm no lawyer, I'm more of an armchair quarterback, yeah. You know, read my constitution kind of weirdo. The legal aspects of it says that, you know what, I don't really think there's a legal ground that they can go on. There's no real, well, or other than harassment, but not for her death. You know, they may be able to say, oh, well, you harassed her. There may be something there, but there's nothing legally for her death.
You know, how do you know there wasn't something else going on in her life? They found this shit after she died, and this is what they pinpointed on. But how do you know she wasn't being beat up at school? She wasn't being molested by somebody. She wasn't being, you know.
Oh, all those are a factor. However, none of those have been mentioned. The parents actually, and I say this. Megan's parents did a fairly okay job of monitoring her life, her social status.
Says the article.
No, it says several articles. Says a lot of
experts. Says it now, though. Like, you don't know what her life was. I mean, her dad could have been raping her. Of course, he's going to be like, well, we
monitored
her.
There's a cause for the depression.
Blah, blah, yeah.
There's an absolute cause for the depression, but you have to take into account what we know now. We can't make these guesstimates. We can't assume we can figure out her history because she's killed herself. I know people that have seemed perfectly fine and have killed themselves. I know some people that have committed heinous crimes and then therefore killed themselves because they didn't want to face their punishment for those crimes. It's you can't say right now what's going on. We may learn more down the road, but what we do know is that the fake online friend led her along. Did it lead her to suicide, like the headlines like to say? I can't for sure say. But it did lead her along. It did harass her. It did antagonize an already fragile situation.
I mean, possibly if she would have wrote a note saying, Josh, blah, 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 yada, yada, this person, and I'm so torn up, and then killed herself. But that's not the case. Like, this just could have been, like, she might have known. She might have been playing along. You don't know how she was handling this because she's dead. You don't know how she was taking this.
I have a question for both of you, from both of you guys' point of view. And, you know, I heard earlier from a friend that I think it's a bad mom to see that to know that their daughter's depressed and to see her come home crying and wait 20 minutes to go upstairs to see what's going on with her. Now, from both of you guys' point of view, if your daughter came and crying, you knew she had previous problems or suffered from depression, would it be a immediate reaction for you to go up to find out? Or would you say, okay, well, that's the way she is, and sometimes she needs to cry it out, and I don't want to pressure her?
Door number two.
Door number two as well. I mean, there's going to be a situation
where...
She's
a teenager.
Where, yeah.
She's going to be like, get the out of my blah, blah, blah. You know, like, I don't want to talk. They're hormonal. They're rude. They're, especially when shit happens and they're crying.
Yeah.
Pissy. You don't want to deal with that crap, you know? You're just going to make it worse if you go in and they're like, honey, you okay? Like, my mom used to do that shit to me and I'd be like, leave me the fuck alone. Like, on a serious note, I don't want to talk.
But did your mom know you previously suffered from depression?
Well,
that's what I'm trying to say. I know from your point of view because I know you're a girl. Now I'm trying to get from your point of view as being a father.
Okay,
but
you got to understand, I've also been considered clinically depressed. I have been to psych wards and all that good stuff. My mom's taken me to plenty of people that try to figure me the fuck out because even going so far as saying, yes, Trencher is clinically depressed. We need to put him on tons of medication, which I, of course, refused. And my mom kind of actually listened to me and refused. Because, I, you know, from my point of view, a lot of things I just worked out. And you have to give a person a chance to work them out. There are times where I have seen you get really pissed off and walk the fuck out. Did you want us to follow you out at that time? Hell no. Were we worried about you jumping over the balcony or better yet, just leaving? Yeah, we were. but we know that the decision that you would have made would have worked. I have a hard time with people who think that, oh, you have to help, you know, helicopter over your children.
Okay.
You don't have to helicopter over your children. That's just as harmful in a lot of cases as not doing anything whatsoever. The parents did what I think is a good mixture. They gave some space, went, okay, we've given space, but you know what? Something just doesn't feel right.
And then they went up.
So I don't blame her parents, you know, for this as much. Could they have done a little bit more to be involved or read the MySpace? Yeah. But again,
that
could have
caused her to kill herself because
no,
my parents
that would have caused a different
freedom,
conflict. No, that would have caused a different conflict.
But you don't know. If you're depressed, you find a lot. And I mean,
yeah,
you
do you
know,
find
but
reasons.
You find reasons to want to kill yourself.
Yes, I can agree with that.
It could be my parents don't give me space. They don't give me freedom.
Right.
You know, and it could then they would be blaming the parents for it.
Right.
So I really don't believe there's anyone to blame but yourself. And
I do feel though that these asshole parents that are out there, the ones that live down the street, literally live down the street, going online and doing this, knowing, and they knew the situation. They knew what the other girl, the Megan girl, was going through mentally. Not maybe to the extreme, but in a sense of, she's kind of
that.
They played on it. They really pulled at her heartstrings. They pulled at her mental faculties. They pulled at everything. And basically treated her like shit in that respect.
Am I honest?
Really quick. Let me just say spankwagon.net. Let me open this up. 1-866-587-6257. 1-866-LV-ROCKS for any of our live listeners.
What I feel is, I think the story coming out, and I think everybody knowing who this woman is and who this family is. Oh, is that a call coming?
No, actually, chat room says, I say the parents that pretended to be somebody else should at least spend some time in jail, from a spank chatter.
Okay, and that's what I'm about to make my point. I think because it's not a crime and because it wasn't physically anything caused murder on a girl, but I think the story coming out, people knowing who this family is and people, boycotting them in the neighborhood is just as embarrassing or even worse than just doing jail time for it.
First off, there's a couple of things we have to look at. Because of the age of the article, happened about a month or two ago. Since then, of course, the internet figured out who the other people are, the other adults, and have hunted them down and posted their address and harassed them. I think this is more of a case of harassment. It's more of a case like me picking up a phone, calling your number, going, you know, you're a Negro, click, and harassing you. That's what this is. You know, pure harassment. The outcome, it's a disaster. It's a tragedy. It's horrible. It's a horrible outcome. You would not wish this on anyone in the world.
Yeah.
But it's harassment, first and foremost. They just antagonize and take this. Let's bring this to today, the day before yesterday. I'm not even going to say his name because he's a glory fucking hound, but the kid that went nuts in Omaha.
Yeah.
Okay?
Did you just call me a freak?
The kid that went absolutely fucking nuts in Omaha was depressed and all this, and he just finally had his pushing points.
Is that the mall?
Omaha. Yeah, that's the mall shooter.
Yeah, he's
Omaha,
not going to say his name because he's already been.
Yeah, as far as I'm concerned, the guy was an attention whore. He even said he wanted to be
anyway?
Famous. 19 or 20? Yeah. So
19.
19? Virtual one.
So he took it up a step from schools to malls now. It's like, be afraid to go anywhere.
Yeah. Hey, Virtual one says he would disagree with that about the parents. Chatter says, why? It made it worse. Vert says, people need to take responsibility for their actions, and the world needs to realize that one other person is not responsible for another person's actions. You're right. I mean, it's you may be a deciding factor. You may be a contributor, but you did not. These asshole parents did not give the rope, give the belt or whatever she used. They did not provide the closet. They did not say, hey, go kill yourself. You know, they just said mean things about her. She's a cunt and everybody hates her and she's ugly and she's fat and no one wants to know her and, you know, they all wish she would just disappear kind of crap, you know? Not to the point of saying, hey, go kill yourself and make everybody happy.
I guess I'm
You want
long.
To do a wrestle?
I don't agree that the parents, the people who are faking this should be punished in any way, actually, because I actually had a friend in high school kill herself, write a letter, and blamed exactly why she apparently killed herself.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't do nothing to those people, you know, and that's
because
her
it's
saying,
hard to prove.
But, you know, it's it's not really hard to prove because they know they did it. Everyone knows they did what they did.
You know? Cannot take the mob mentality. Everybody knows you did it. No, you cannot take the mob mentality. This case that we're talking about now is a little special because everything is on a computer. Everything you put online stays online.
It's documented.
It's documented. It doesn't go anywhere. So that stays. But
it's still the same case. You did it if you did it. And you know, you still did it. They did it. Even though it wasn't on the computer doesn't mean that they might not be the reason someone killed themselves.
You know, again, though, you as an individual have to be responsible for your own actions.
Exactly.
You can't cop out. You can't cop out. Yeah, there is harassment. And if anything, the asshole parents, and that's because I don't remember their names, but the asshole parents, the only thing they should actually have brought against them is harassment charges.
Yeah.
And the reason I say that is because that's what they're going to start bringing on to other people online who keep posting their address, their names, their work, things like that. It's harassment. You know? So all these internet bloggers who are trying to save the day, please stop. Because you are doing... In essence, not exactly to the same outcome, of course, but in essence, the exact same thing.
I was watching CNN the other day, and they were talking about this, and one of the legal analysts came on and said this family that did this, though, is really open to a civil suit for a wrongful death suit. So there is a possibility for that.
Okay.
So, you know, just like with O.J. Simpson, you can be found guilty in a civil trial and wind up having to pay a criminal trial, but not in a criminal trial. Yeah.
Right. Okay. So that's my opinion on that.
Yeah, I wonder
what's going to be behind the civil suit. They're going to say it was
the civil suit. Well, yeah, it's going to be wrongful death. It's going to be, you know,
basically
that's where they're going to introduce everything that was the harassment. That's where they're going to introduce that because there may not be a criminal death, but you know, there's something else there.
I'd like to know what else was going on in her life and if there was harassment at school or something. If they're going to be.
Okay.
Brought into the case too. Oh, yeah. Is it just going to be these people who are online?
She's a prostitute.
Maybe that was it.
Yeah. But basically what we're looking at here, you know, yeah, there's a lot of factors. You know, and there was one that pushed over and one that can be identified as the party that's pushing over. But again, you know, where can you draw those lines?
So I guess we'll end on this for all three of you guys. If you were sitting on there, and, you know, the civil trial, well, or the criminal trial, either or. And you had to decide, you know, once you hear the evidence, whatever, if you had to decide not guilty or guilty on the charge of murder, would you charge him with murder?
Guilty.
Oh, see now, murder, I'd have to say not guilty.
Not guilty.
It wasn't, I could not see murder in any sense. There was no premeditation.
Now, if they had...
There was no attempt to kill her. There was no accidental, so there's no manslaughter.
See now... Something interesting, though, because potentially the things they were saying could be considered as sexual content, which done over the internet to a minor is a felony.
Yes.
And
yes.
Any death that occurs in the committing of a felony is automatic first degree.
Oh, okay.
Well, who's to say that this family wasn't like sitting in their living room like, how can we fuck with Megan today?
That's what they were doing.
That's what they have admitted to doing.
The intent to drive her to suicide.
They had the intent to fuck with
her. But how bad?
Look,
to
just
make
bad,
her life miserable?
Just as bad as I fuck with people on the online when I used to go on like Yahoo and AOL and chat rooms just to troll and piss people off.
You know.
It's true.
I've decided I'm going to put, and Trench knows this one, I've got a motorcycle and I've got a bag of ball bearings hanging off my belt and I've decided I'm going to pull in front of cars, I'm going to pull one out of the belt, and I'm just going to drop it on the freeway behind me doing 90. You've seen them bounce, smash, and take out. Now,
as a matter of fact, the lady who pulled, this is a Vegas incident about 4 years ago, 5 years ago, lady is a little high, runs off the road, kicks up a lot of rocks, rocks fly behind her, go into a windshield of a car behind her, kills the driver.
Now, she didn't mean to, and that's where
did get manslaughter.
Yeah, well.
But she was high on the street.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So if she would have ran
DUI,
over somebody.
That's why it was manslaughter.
Yeah. If she was sober, then they would have got nothing.
And that's why the criminal, there may not be enough for it. But as far as the civil trial goes, there's more than enough for it. Yeah.
And I want to say thank you for the comments in the chat room. By the way, if you want to give us a call, 1-866-LV-ROCKS, LVROCKS. We'd love to hear from you. But, of course, join the chat room by going to spankwagon.net, clicking on the chat room link, and joining us there. We appreciate it. So, yeah. I don't think we're going
to
solve anything.
The show is brought to you by
Christ, I can't find it. The hell with it.
All right.
Major nice. League. I would say I would go with not guilty for murder, because I can't really say it, you know, and with Murphy's great law expertise, sound like you've been in court a couple times. But his great law expertise.
Traffic tickets. He talked himself right out of it.
Or did you watch Law and Order all night like I do?
No, I've been to court a couple times. Unlike you, though, it wasn't a paternity suit.
Oh!
Ouch.
All right. On that note, we do need to take a quick break. We are getting comments from the chat room, such as, what's our opinion on the guy that shot up the mall? Maybe we'll get to that in a bit. Yeah. You
should have started at Abercrombie and Fitch.
Oh, hey, we got a call. Let's take the call first. Spankwagon Radio, you're on the air.
Yeah, I thought I'd take a hint and give you guys a call.
All right. Well, go for it.
Well, I was just conversing with one of our people.
Conversing? People use that word?
They don't have a nickname. I don't think they can give themselves.
Okay.
I think there's just an overall problem in general with the world with how people want to either blame others for their actions, or they want to make, you know, the whole world responsible for the people that they should be responsible for. I don't think this is necessarily a case of neglectful parents, but, you know, this girl, from what I've seen, was already unstable. There may have not been anything reasonable that the parents could have done to prevent this from happening. They may have had, you know, it could be easy to argue that they would have had to have gone to unreasonable means, like committing her, in order to stop her from killing herself. But you can't, on that same vein, you can't look at the actions that other people take around her as being, you know, directly responsible for doing this, any more than you can say that the parents should be held responsible or not responsible for what happened as a result.
Okay. Decaf.
Used to.
Nope.
Well, I do agree, but do you feel... Go on, Scrappy.
I have a question. Mm-hmm. How is it unreasonable means to have her committed if she's that seriously depressed? How is that?
Well, something like this is not just a cut and dry matter. It's not just black and white. You can't just say, okay, we'll give you this test, and if you hit 8 out of 20, into the bin you go. That's not something that is easy for anyone to decide. And there are definitely people that you could look at and say, okay, these people are completely flipped out. It's time to put them somewhere where they're safe from themselves. But I don't think that this girl had reached that point. And I think that...
But she did reach that point. She killed herself, so...
By that, I mean visibly on the outside. The people that are having mental problems don't always let on in an obvious kind of way, and you can't test for something like this reliably.
Well, no, you can't test for it, but I mean, if you're on the verge, or if you're coming home crying or blah blah whatever, they already knew she was depressed. Get her some kind of help. You don't have to have her committed. Put her on some medications. Bring her to a psychiatrist, therapy.
But even
have her
with
talk
that,
to somebody.
Could you really say that even with that it would have prevented this?
No, I mean, you can't, but you could say that at least they tried.
Right, but we could be in the same conversation, and it could be a different scenario where the parents did have her on medication, or did have her, you know, maybe her last visit to the psychiatrist was, you know, last Tuesday, and you could still be saying the same thing, that they didn't do enough. The question there is, you know, where do you draw the line at reasonable treatment given the symptoms that are showing, given the circumstances.
Right, but if she were to go to therapy, it's a therapist or a psychologist's job to determine if they're on the verge of suicide, if they're on the verge of going to a mall and shooting up a mall, if they're on the verge of that kind of, you know, committing that kind of crime. That's their job. They could tell their parents, you know, she's seriously, seriously ill. We need to take the next step up.
But how can you say for certain that that would have even been the diagnosis? That the psychologist might have said, oh, well, you know, she's a bit depressed, but I think that she's okay.
You're right. They could have, but it could have also helped. I mean, like, I just don't think it's unreasonable means to bring her somewhere to help her along, you know?
Well, I'm saying for the given circumstances, I'm not saying that there are not people that need that help, but what I'm saying is I don't think that in this case that she was showing a severe enough issue that people could observe easily to tell that action was necessary, and so that taking action like that would have probably been considered extreme at the time.
But they very rarely show a lot of signs that they're going to kill themselves. Not a lot of people are like, I'm mostly, if you're talking about suicide, you're doing it for attention. The people who actually commit suicide don't just sit there and say, I'm going to do it, and don't do it. They're the ones who just go home one day and do it.
Right.
I mean, you got to look at, is she depressed? Is she eating? Is her weight fluctuating? You know, what is she doing? Is she spending lots of time doing this? Are her grades going haywire? You know, you got to take a look and you got to really, you know.
Well, if you get into that condition, though, you're going to be committing, you know, a quarter of the kids in the school.
You're going to what? I'm sorry, I didn't understand.
I said if you get to the point where you've got the sensitivity turned up so high, you're going to be committing a quarter of the kids in the school.
That's a valid point. I mean, you got to be careful because, you know, teen angst really can, you know, let's look at emu or whatever it is.
Emo kids.
Yeah,
but that's attention, though. That's what I'm saying is the ones
but
who
there's
are.
There's ones out there that are just quiet, you know? I mean, you can't assume, and this is the big problem, and I think I understand a little bit what our caller is getting to here. You cannot assume that just because this is happening, this was the trigger, this is the parents' fault, this is, you know, I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'm talking out of turn.
One thing I do agree with Scrappy with is I had a coworker that, he can't work every day, whatever, you know, this job, whatever. He's there for years and years. And then he decided to quit, resign. He was doing another job. And the next one day, they found him, hung himself in the. It never had any signs at all.
He probably was the happiest person you would have found,
I meant to
right?
ask you, how is Josh doing?
Josh is still alive. But yeah, it's just like no signs at all that he would.
And that was with my friend too. I mean, I saw her every day at school. She was happy. She got, you know, she was so awesome and cool. And then one day, you know, she had a bad day and she went home and that was it.
For that reason, I think that there is just a small group of people that are in that frame of mind and that are not showing things enough that, I hate to say it this way, but it's inevitable that there's a good chance that this is going to happen, and there's, in order for it to be prevented, such extreme means are going to need to be taken on the average with so many people that it's probably going to end up causing more harm than just one person killing themselves.
All right.
It's like the idea of throwing everyone in prison to stop crime. You know, you're not necessarily making matters better, even though you've done one good, but you've done a lot of harm as a result. And I don't think that there is a better solution than maybe the degree that they're taking things to now with this.
Well, who knows? But thank you very much for the call. We do need to go to a break. Interesting points. You know, we'll see more as all of this pans out down the road. We will learn more. You know, we'll learn. I mean, this isn't going to go away thanks to, like, a lot of other internet bloggers and things like that and, you know, everything else that's going on. So right now, we're going to cut to a break. You are listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spankwagon Radio.
Oh, my God.
Shut up.
You were so soft. Decaf, say it like
Spankwagon Radio, baby.
We'll be back.
There's a hole in your mind. You got an asshole of cash. You got a mind. than that thing between your legs.
We're rich. We're famous. We're beautiful. We're rich. We're famous. We're beautiful.
Oh,
All righty, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever. Someone?
Spankwagon Radio.
All right, your mic's back off. Remember, we're holding it to you. All right, so, wow, we had a couple good callers, but we're going to need people to call in here. Everybody's getting into the chat room. I see a lot of people hanging out. By the way, Spank Wagon Radio, you can find us online, our official home, spankwagon.net.
Spank it, baby.
No matter how broken it is, you can still go to the site. We are looking for people to join up to Spank Wagon Radio because, the new site's launched, which means that it's fully interactive, comment systems, and everything like that.
Spank it, baby. Spank
so,
it.
Right now, we've got a little bit of a, well, you know, I love lists. So tonight, what we're going to do is I'm going to yo mama yo ass 10 ways to Sunday. First off, I don't know what Murphy was thinking I was going to do with this, but...
Like a man's anus.
Anywho, basically, I've got your mama jokes. I got about 100 your mama jokes. These are some of the best your mama jokes. These are the greatest, such as, your mama's so fat, she had to go to SeaWorld to get baptized.
I just want to point something out. He said, your mama.
Oh, I did, didn't I?
Your
this,
mother.
This is even better. Your paternal mother is so fat. No. Yo mama's so fat, when she tripped on 4th Avenue, she landed on 12th. It'll get there. Decaf's looking at my 1925 picture of Spankwagon Radio. Your mama's so fat, she got... Oh. Your mama's so fat, whenever she goes to the beach, the tide comes in. Your mama's so fat, she was born on the 4th, 5th, and 6th of March. Your mama's so fat, she was floating in the ocean, and Spain claimed her for the New World. Your mama's so fat, she wears aluminum siding. Your mama's so fat, she could fall down and wouldn't even know it.
Oh, man.
So, we want to hear some of your mama...
What the fuck?
Toe's like, so what the fuck are we listening to? So we want everybody to call and give me your mama jokes. For example, your mama's so fat she got hit by a VW and had to go to the hospital to have it removed. Your mama's so fat the sign inside of a restaurant says maximum occupancy 512 or yo mama.
Yeah, that's the daddy.
This is a good one. Yo mama's so fat, she puts mayonnaise on aspirin.
I don't mean to sidetrack your question here, but
all
of these nosy people, outside influences I'm seeing around you by the moon card.
Yo mama's so fat.
I don't mean to sidetrack your question here, but who are all of these nosy people, outside
you don't know where to stop
I accidentally clicked that
moon
one.
Card.
Your mama's so fat, the back of her neck looks like a pack of hot dogs. Your mama's so fat, her cereal bowl came with a lifeguard. Your mama's so fat, when she goes to a restaurant, she doesn't get a menu, she gets an estimate.
Yeah.
All right, so Spankwagon Radio, we want to hear some of your mama jokes.
I love you.
As a matter of fact, if anybody here in the studio... Call out a number between 21 and 99, and I'll read that one.
43.
43 says, your mama's so fat, you have to grease the door frame and hold a Twinkie on the other side just to get her through.
You know, I don't know if this is on your list, but it's one always like, your mama's so ugly, she make the alien cringe.
Ooh, that'd be a good one.
57.
Your mama's so fat, you have to take a train and two buses just to get on her good side. Come on.
You got number Scrappy. She's in the
Scrappy's
text.
Like texting. She's
yeah.
Like,
your mama's so fat she had to use a bed comforter as her thong.
Oh, that's a good one. All right. So we need to give us a call. 1-866-LV-ROCKS. 1-866-587-6257.
Caller.
Just hit fucking reload. God damn.
Did you have a question?
So anybody, any other numbers? Scrappy, give me a number.
2.
I already read that one. Okay. All 20, right. Hold on. 20, time 20. Out. Let me just cover this.
Wow.
I gotta say it. I'm saying this so politely. Listen, ditzy bitch.
Thanks.
When I give out 21 through 99, 2 and 20 have already been read.
Well, I like that one. Read it again.
You know, Virtual One, your mom is nothing. Virtual One in the chat room. Your mom is so fat when she wears a watch on both arms, she covers three time zones. Damn, that's fat. All right, ditzy bitch. Give me a number between 21 and 99.
99.
Thank you. Number 99. Her belly button gets home 15 minutes before she does. Yo, mama is so fat.
Anyway.
Yo, mom.
88.
88. Okay. And then we'll be done and then tell everybody calls me a number 88. Yo, mama is so fat. When she goes to the movies, she sits next to everyone.
My girlfriend sucked 37 dicks.
In a row?
Your mama's so fat when she sits around the house, she really sits around the
house. Oh, we got a caller. Caller, give me your number.
2.
God damn it. Someone got
I love you.
All right, caller, you got a yo mama joke.
Yeah, I got a yo mama joke. I didn't know I was supposed to have a number.
Oh, well, give me a yo mama joke.
All right. Your mama's so poor, they put her photo on food stamps.
Oh, okay. Now, guess a number between 21 and 99.
27.
20. See, he got it right. I just want to point this out, Ditty Bitch.
Shut up.
All right, 27. Yo, mama's so fat, she can't reach her back pocket.
That wasn't that funny.
That wasn't that funny.
Yeah, no.
You picked a bad one. How is it there? You picked a bad one.
All right, 37.
37! I'm waiting for another caller. 30. Shut up, Murph. 37, the last time. Your mama's so fat. Oh, Jesus. Your mama's so fat, the last time she saw 90210 was on a scale.
That's played out. Thanks, Decaf.
Hey.
37. All right, so why don't we go ahead and move right on at any time. What, Murph?
63.
63, and then that'll be the last one, okay? Because I'm like, my voice is killing me.
Goodbye.
63. Yo, mama's so fat. When she was growing up, she didn't play with dolls. She played with midgets.
Nice.
You wouldn't pick a midget, what? You must have got the list. You must have got the fucking list. That's why.
No, he doesn't have the list. I have the only copy of the list. All right. So why don't we go ahead? Oh, a guest in the chat room. Your mama's so nasty, she used right guard and left guard. Nice.
I hear you.
Your mama's so fat, she has to make 2 trips to U-Haul.
Yeah, I remember that one.
That's 2 trips to haul ass, you illiterate son of a bitch.
Hey, wait a minute. You know what's funny? I've never heard Vert swear. That's the first time I've ever seen Vert put profanity on anything.
He put profanity?
Profanity!
No, you gotta understand. I've known Vert for a long, long, long time. He doesn't swear.
There were kids back in jail.
We all passed out the day he said piss when he was telling a joke. We're like, no way.
So he
did he just say
swear.
That? He doesn't swear. He doesn't swear. I've
Not
never heard
all.
That dude. No, I have never heard that dude swear. I've never heard him curse. I've never heard him swear. I've never heard him drop an F bomb.
From the moon and the stars.
All right.
In the sky.
Wow.
So anyhow, let's go ahead and move along. Got a little bit of tech
news. I like
news.
Saying fuck.
Yeah, so do I. A little bit of tech news. By the way, at any time, anybody hollers out a number, I will read the number and listen to bitch. It's between 21 and 99, and I'm getting flipped off.
And don't do anything that ends with 7. No 27, no 37. All the 7s has been like
yeah,
shit.
They all. Everybody likes a 7. So, what, Murph?
42.
Number 42. Your mama's so fat, when she takes a shower, her feet don't get wet.
Are you kidding with me?
Number 42. Thank you, Murph. All right.
Luke, I am your father.
Okay, you're fired.
A little bit of geek tech news, because I know this is Spankwagon Radio, and after all, we are kind of geeks, sort of geeks. We're big fucking nerds. This news.
Yeah, you're included.
You're included. Unless you show us your boobs right now, you're a geek.
I guess I'm a geek.
she must have a serious heart up for Spankwagon, because anybody who says they're going to not make the show never makes the fucking show. But she says she's not going to make the show, and it showed up and brought a hot-ass friend that you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And she has a heart up for Spankwagon.
But her hot-ass friend looked like she came out of like a 1980s chick flick.
And
Like, and she looked like she was quite frankly terrified of me over here. That was the yeah. really funny part.
Well, duh!
Especially when you started putting on that.
Oh, yeah. All right, so a little bit of geek news. For those of you who want to go out and buy one of those nice 1 terabyte MyBook external hard drives, do yourselves a favor. Do not install the software that comes with them. This came out recently that Western Digital's 1 terabyte MyBook external drives won't allow you to share media files over a network connection.
That's awesome. I like that one.
From the product page, due to unverifiable media license authentication, the most common audio and video file types cannot be shared with different users using a Western Digital hard drive anywhere access. It doesn't matter if the files are. If you try to share these formats over a network, Western Digital not only assumes that you're a criminal, but it's their job to control you and police you.
Jesus.
Basically, Western Digital...
We're all dancing. Okay.
Yeah, I'm turning down the soundboards too right now. Until Murph gets us.
I don't know how to make that one stop.
Nice. He's like, I can't stop it. And by the way, Vert catches my error. Yes, not terabit, terabyte. Thank you, Vert. I did so. By the way, basically, if you have one of these hard drives, don't install the software because Western Man. Digital assumes that, hey, you're a thief. And we have to protect everybody on the internet. So that's our job.
So Jesus.
Want to kind of give that out to everybody there. A little bit of a heads up.
How much do one of those cost anyway?
You know, I didn't grab the price.
They're $179.
Wow, that much for just a terabyte?
You know what's funny, though? You can actually... Or you can just turn my mic off.
No,
you,
I didn't have the button locked.
Newegg has SATA 1 terabyte drives for $179, too. So if you just want to put one in your machine, you don't have to buy the external.
Nice.
I have a 1 terabyte yellow box, but it's actually 4 250 gig hard drives in a RAID configuration.
Cool.
Do you know what a RAID configuration is?
Of course I know what a RAID... Oh,
No. She thinks she's talking about roast spray and shit.
RAID configuration. No, I'm not going to explain RAID. It's just...
Wait. Ladies and gentlemen, now for a spank wagon, a moment of... Holy shit, we actually know what we're talking about, Murph. Explain what a RAID configuration is.
RAID configuration is a way to take multiple drives and connect them through one continuous stream in order to have the data from said drives backed up redundantly. There's also all kinds of other
redundantly.
Shit.
Redundantly!
What about RAID 0? What about RAID 5?
Oh, Jesus.
What about RAID 3?
How about I come and RAID nut all over your head?
I look excited as that girl in that Santa video that you had earlier.
She's like, okay, just come in my eyes and get over it.
Hello, are you coming yet?
Boy, you know, how bored, I mean, how long of a work day is that? You're wearing like a Santa hat and you're like...
Santa hat and a red bra, and there's a guy jerking off in front of you.
Just get it over with already, okay? Come on.
In German.
She looked so...
Das Finish! Das Finish now! You need to complete! Go! Harder! I need to go get my groceries! Come on! What's taking you so long? Where did I leave my car? Did I leave the iron on? I left the iron on. I know I left the iron on.
I wonder what Wolfgang is doing later.
Does that even hurt? Bradley, hurry up!
84!
Number 80, thank you.
And turn up my soundboards, bitches.
Yeah, your soundboards are on, dude.
Why are you taking him away? Where's he going?
We kind of need to stick close.
Whoa!
He is of no concern to you.
Number 84. She was in the... Your mama's so fat, she was in the Macy's Day Thanksgiving Parade. I'm dyslexic. Wearing ropes. Your mama's so fat.
There really is nothing like a shorn scrotum. It's breathtaking.
Sorry.
Just what? It called what? Her mama. What? All right.
Why is it not funny? Because 13-year-old girls is wearing ropes too.
Stop it!
Okay.
I am finished.
So what happened?
Oh, look, Gunther's here.
Oh.
Oh, God.
I bet it was something to make him jism. 99 said loaf balloons. Oh! Oh, my gosh. Oh, my goodness.
Really?
Yes, really.
Really?
Yes, really, I promise.
Really?
Yes, very much really.
There's nothing more pathetic than an aging hipster.
I don't know. There could be a joke that went on entirely too long. Let me ask you guys, do you guys, when you nut,
sometimes if I want to make myself laugh.
You want to make yourself laugh?
What the hell?
I like bukkake. I like bukkake.
If it's bukkake, then it's pretty much.
I like bukkake. I like bukkake.
I like bukkake.
Okay, Scrappy.
Now you take it now, Scrappy. You take it in the nostril.
God,
you,
help me.
You will like it in the nostril.
When then we will stick it in your hair.
Your hair will be protein enriched.
Dude, she's losing it.
We will get you. We will get you Q-tip for years later.
Shock. Have you ever gotten jism in the eye?
No.
No.
What? No?
In the hair?
No.
No.
Up the wrong side of a nostril?
Definitely not.
Anywhere north of the border?
No.
What?
Aw, you've never let a guy come on your tits?
No.
Damn.
Wow.
Damn, I'm getting like this.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing. It's like, what is this? The unexplored bukkake country. We got.
You might as well be wearing a t-shirt that says aim
you
here.
You know what it is? She must have sex like a turkey, you know? She just wait there with legs open and just wasting his stuff.
Wait. Are you saying that if it bukkake rains, she just sticks her mouth up open in the air?
Anyway.
So never on the tits, huh?
Never.
On the face?
No,
on the leg?
Wait.
On the
ass, on the ass cheek?
You like it on the foot.
Ass cheek?
You like it on the foot. You like it on the foot.
Oh, baby, come on the backside of my knee.
Yes. She's like, that's what it is.
She needs it in the knee.
That's a kink.
And then she tell the nigga, lick that shit up afterwards, motherfucker.
So never anywhere other than...
On to new subjects. Anyway.
No.
We are on to new subjects.
Yeah, Murphy's only here for a little bit. This is our degradation moment.
This is where he's allowed to talk, right?
Yes. That's right.
Seriously.
I'm a good little girl.
You swallow.
We'll leave it no.
You don't... Wait. So you don't let anybody... Okay.
I've got a... Nah.
Is it a phobia?
I've got...
Are you afraid of something?
You know, I've got a OCD up here.
So as my brother would call you, you're lazy beat it. You know,
so
no.
You lay there.
You lay there.
You just lay there. That's all she does.
She's like, oh yeah, this is wonderful.
Is that you gonna get up top? No.
No, right. No.
One doggy style? No.
No.
Just fuck me.
I'm not like that.
Okay, so how are you then?
How are you?
Why does it matter?
Because we want to know.
We've talked about this before with
ourselves. My mom could be listening to this show.
Even better. Mom, fire up the recorder.
Mom, teach your daughter something.
No, actually, no. My mom will say that she does tell me, what is it? Be proper, but be a freak in bed or some shit. What is that saying?
But apparently you
be
have
a lady, lady in the living room and a whore in the bedroom.
Yeah, something like that.
I know you would, though.
And whores will take it on the face, and yet you won't.
No.
I'm sorry.
Would you take it on the chin?
This is going to come out wrong, but I would love to see the mascara running down your face, a little bit of goop in the eyelashes.
Oh, yeah.
I wear waterproof mascara.
Hardcore Max.
Yeah, there's waterproof and then there's protein proof.
Be fucking hardcore Max right there, you know?
Exactly.
So not an ass, a leg.
Wait. So he's going at it, and you're like, yeah. You're laying there. You're a dead fuck. Okay.
No, I'm not.
What?
Do you get nasty? Do you talk dirty?
Yes.
Talk dirty.
Give us an example of talking dirty.
No, wait.
I should not say that. No, I don't. Okay.
Why? Why are you lying?
No.
Is it?
Stick it in my vagina.
Is that it?
This is spank wagging. You tell the truth, though, spank.
Touch my cooter.
I definitely.
We want to know.
Just say what you do.
Look, say something sexy, and I guarantee you the phone will start ringing off the hook.
No. I guess we gotta call up Wes and find out then.
Oh,
call up Wes.
Here's the thing. First off, from what we now have figured out, you have massive tits and absolutely no sex life.
And no drive for it either.
Now, I know.
You're not even married yet.
Time out.
I'm 20.
Because I know I'm broken. We've talked about this on air several times. I'm fucking broken.
He's not even sexually attracted to himself.
I I can't even, you know, it just doesn't even happen.
Even the hand crawls away and shit. The hand's like, fuck you, nigga. You go find someone else.
Dude, this is it.
This is the only guy who's ever too tired to jerk off.
You're ready? Ready? I shit you not. This is me and my hand. Come on. No. Come on.
No.
No, man. I don't need it. No, come on. I need it. Let's go! No, it's okay.
You know what it is? You need to get the second hand involved and tickle your sphincter.
Apparently. Okay.
Oh,
here we go.
No, that reminds me of...
She likes
has that. Anyone seen Good Luck, Chuck?
Good Luck, Chuck. Don't talk about
why
that.
Why are we talking about that? Tickle the sphincter. And
yes, because he takes a...
Unless
this is about you getting your sphincter tickled or tickling someone else's sphincter, this conversation is not going to go anywhere.
All right, then.
Oh.
Then I'll stop.
Wait, what?
We want to know about you, not about a movie.
We don't give a shit about a movie.
No, because I was going to give you advice.
Advice?
You a movie?
Sweetie, there's no,
no advice that'll help.
There's no advice that's going to help me.
Oh, well then.
None whatsoever. So here's the thing.
You must not be that broken. You've got a kid.
No, that's just proof of concept.
That's all that is utilitarian sex. He just gave it up to stop her from bitching.
I want a baby. No.
Can I have a baby?
When I'm sleeping.
He's asleep.
There's a jar on the right side of the cabinet.
That's messed up because if your son hears this shit like 20 years from now.
It doesn't mean he loves his kid any less. It just means he doesn't love his wife.
Well, no.
No. You are. No. Damn. No. She hasn't kicked his ass yet. Got his ass
Oh,
checked.
She's pissed at me.
Why? Because
she's pissed at me. She's pissed at him. No, she's pissed about his comments from a few weeks
ago. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Hold on. Hold on a second. Can you read that from the chat room, please? Nerd sense is tingling.
Blah, blah, blah. Hitchhiker's Guide to the Universe. Any good?
Okay. Right there.
Wait. Time out, Merv. I will cover this. Ladies and gentlemen, you all are listening to Spank Wagon Radio. We have a beautiful girl who is a host. We're trying to convince her to say anything about her sex life. As far as we know, she prefers to have hufty sacks shoved up her cunt. And you're talking about Hitchhikers.
What's hufty sacks? What's a hufty sack?
I meant
hefty. Okay, hefty. Because sexually, as far as we know.
Hefty.
Wait, think about it though. She fucking uses like a hefty black. You know, cinch bag.
Are you saying that she's
like
got
black.
A cavernous vagina?
Black.
Is that what you're...
I don't
oh, she
know.
Likes black?
No, that's what he just said. He's okay. Like,
no, that's what you just said. You just said you like black.
Oh, we know she likes black.
I'm texting
she likes
West
the dark
right
meat.
Now.
So, as far as... Wait.
Vladimir Putin.
We can't get you to say a word, and everybody's talking about Hitchhiker's Guide.
I just thought I was broken. There is no such thing as a Hitchhiker's Guide to the Universe. You dumb sons of bitches. Whoever that is, I'm really glad you don't have your actual name in there because if I saw that every time, I'd be calling you a stupid fuck.
You're right. It's Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. Even I said Galaxy.
We got a shield over our country to prevent us from harm.
Well, we give a Scrappy what she wants to change the subject.
Yeah, I know. Let's get back to you and your apparent cavernous vagina. That's what I'm going to talk about.
That you know, that's why she doesn't get anything over her. The lips just sort of suck it all in.
She's going to come over there and beat one of our asses.
She turned it red. Come on, man. You know why you turn it red? Because you want to say shit you're not saying. That's why you turn it red.
Okay.
Can we turn this over to the listeners? If the listeners call and ask questions, because you won't talk to us, but if the listeners call and ask you questions about your sexual experience and history, will you answer them?
Maybe.
Okay.
Okay, so 1-866-LV-ROCKS, 1-866-587-6257. We need to know, Scrappy, first off, do you like sex?
Yes.
Scrappy likes sex.
With sometimes.
No. I mean. No, what?
Well, because you get, okay. Because, yes, I do.
Yes, okay.
If you know what you're doing and you're not lame and you
and have an enormous large black cock.
No.
Oh, God damn.
Yes, I do.
You got some big ass titties.
Part.
Let me nut on those. No. Damn,
Decaf,
bitch.
What are you getting all excited for? You only meet one out of the two criteria.
Ouch.
You're white from the waist down?
Yes, I do.
No.
You can ask us any question. We're going to answer as truthfully as possible, as legally possible.
As legally possible.
You know, we know enough about each other's sex lives in the show, and the listeners know enough that we got to get you caught up to speed. Here's the thing. as far as we could tell, you're a fucking nun.
Or she's a
you
whore.
Own a blue dress, and that's where all the stains are.
She don't know.
Wow. I know. It's
Do you like cigars?
No. I don't.
Saxophone players?
No.
Men in power?
Spank Chad, one of the chatters who doesn't know how to change their nick says, I don't want to hear about my friend's sex life.
See, now this is really where I want to bring this out, because this is really fun, because we can make it uncomfortable for multiple people, and that's I got to pass. I'm sorry.
Oh, so okay, you so keep us going. You get us going into a topic, and then your little weak incontinent bladder.
Were you turned on earlier when Trench was spanking you?
So why are you turning to that? I get turned on just being touched by myself.
Dude, a stiff breeze blows him on, you know. Here's the thing that worries me. You're 20 years old, and you are worse. You're going to turn into me, and that's a bad. That's a bad place to be in. You know,
you guys should be telling me I'm supposed to focus on like school, not sex.
Okay. Can you answer one question?
Yes.
Well, don't fuck anybody in the classroom, and you're fine.
We gotta start with grade school questions and move up on the big boy list.
How many
sexual account? No. Not how many times you've done it. No, we ain't gonna go there. How many different people have you been with sexually?
Wait, hold on.
1, 2, 3.
It's either 4 or 5.
So 5.
5.
How many of the guys were black?
1.5.
Same conversation.
Oh, was it 5 at the same time? Or what are we?
1.5. How
one
many
and a half black dudes?
And the rest are white?
How the fuck do you find half a black dude?
Mulatto.
Half black, half
black
Italian.
Black is black.
No.
Was that Sun Krillin?
No.
Half Italian.
I love Sakrilla, though.
Wait. Black and Italian.
You half this? Black.
Yo, homie, take it Italian. In your eye. Oh,
is that the guy you dumped over
it's
the
like
summer?
Mario with that a fro.
It's a me.
You
it's
gave
a
it up me. To him about all that shit.
Alfonso. Pyro.
We were together for like 6 months.
Damn, how long did it take to give it up?
5.
See, you got to start with the baby questions.
15 minutes.
She can't answer the baby questions. We asking her extreme. Like, she can't answer how long she's been with the dude.
No,
she
can't.
Before
less
she gave it up.
Less than a month.
So, caller, you're on the air.
Yeah, I have a question for Scrappy.
Okay, Scrappy.
What's your most embarrassing sexual story? I mean, what's happened to you that you're very embarrassed or ashamed of?
All right, dude, we could barely get out that she even likes prick, okay? So I don't think she's actually going to go in that far. But okay,
well,
go ahead.
We'll
tell
see.
Her, caller.
We'll
tell her, caller.
We'll see. We'll see. Go ahead.
Well, I'm really seriously trying to think. Embarrassing? It takes kind of a lot to embarrass me. I don't put myself in embarrassing
okay,
sexual well, situations.
Okay, something to do that was
there's
really
no anal sex poop on the dick?
No.
Now, did the guy say I mean, something or whatever? Something that, you know, is maybe the guy was like, oh, God.
He was like, no, wait, I can see now. One of her boyfriends like, oh, my God, you're as good as mom.
Like almost getting caught by his parents.
That's not embarrassing.
What the hell?
That's
every time.
Yeah, but when you're not.
Not what?
When you're kind of young.
Like, what, 9?
What are you?
No, I was not 9.
I thought she said when she was 9.
Oh, no. That was not me. No.
Caller, you want to ask anything else? Maybe something
yeah,
she will answer?
Because I... You should ask my ex-boyfriend.
Right. Like, oddest place you've ever had relations?
In the butt.
Wait, what'd he say?
Oddest place.
Okay, where's the strangest place you've had sex? He says relations. We're calling it sex.
Are we talking about
you?
Like a location or on my body?
See, that could have been really funny if she had to clarify it. Take your pick, sweetie. If you've ever had someone fuck your armpit, I want to hear about it.
Oh, because you guys are freaky. No, like a park.
A park? Okay, outdoors. Very nice.
Daytime or nighttime?
Night. Oh.
Well, I barely count.
If not really.
No.
Yeah.
You know, on a Sunday afternoon, then you got a story.
Your kids in there on the soccer field.
Church or some shit.
All right. No. Thank you, caller.
Thank you.
All right. So.
Come on. You got to come up with something. I mean, that's in a park.
Okay.
At night?
Wait. Let's start
that's
baby
like
steps.
High school for
hey,
me.
Let's start baby steps. Let's start baby steps.
That
ready?
Is high school
ready?
For her.
Ready? Baby steps.
Do you like penis?
Shaved yes. or landing strip?
What the fuck is landing strip?
Oh. Wow.
What the fuck is that? No, I never
it's
heard
like
of that.
It's like having a newborn in the studio.
Or a retard.
Because we probably don't call it the same thing.
The pubic hair mohawk.
Just talking to her is like taking her virginity.
No, it's
the strip.
Shave. Shave bald?
No. No.
Not bald. So, Lanny's
trimmed. Was she? Are we talking trimmed or
oh,
are we
talking fucking mountain man? It looks nice. No.
like your pussy could be a member of the Oak Ridge Boys.
Like, when
does it look like this?
No.
Does it look like Murphy's hair? Okay, no.
It's not a chia pet. When I wear my smallest underwear, it looks
Does it look
good.
Like the top of Decaf's head?
No.
No.
So it's not hardwood
flooring.
It's
not black.
Well, at least before the penetration comes in.
I'm not black from the waist down.
With that meat curtains. Okay. Meat curtains. All right, so you're trimmed. We'll say.
It's nice. It's nice.
It's nice.
It's so, not. So yeah, I take care.
So
I
yeah, meat care. Curtains are bubblegum.
No, wait. So front and back or just front?
What do you mean?
Do you
shave?
Do you trim your asshole hair?
Everything. You got to take
there
care
you go.
Of everything.
Very nice.
Have
very
you ever
nice.
Waxed?
Yeah, kind of. But, oh, that shit hurts. Like, because my legs and shit was homecoming, and I wanted to look nice, and, like, you go crazy, and...
By the way, but. Spank Chatter's like, oh my god, Jess, haha, you're like a virgin to sex.
Who said that?
I don't
One
know.
The, they, everybody in the chat room. North America.
How is it? Wouldn't that just, never mind, I'm not even going to say
You just sound, I got to say, you're so sweet, you just sound so inexperienced, but somewhere in there, there's a filthy whore waiting
for
Somewhere,
to yeah, somewhere no. in there, she's like punching dudes in the back of the
but
head.
But I'm sitting here at a radio station with like three older guys. I'm not like.
Older?
I thought you would be used to that.
Okay, girl.
Today on the Norris Swell Tower.
All right, this section of Spank Wagon sponsored by Prune Juice. When you got to go and you need the flow, drink your prune juice.
Oh my god, oh. I just pissed my pants and I didn't know.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Who are you?
What?
Where am I? Anyone seen my pants?
How much for head?
You remind. Never mind.
Okay, so we've established here that you have a shave area.
Not dropping this yet.
Your nipples, are they slightly pink or slightly brown?
They're pink.
Oh, they're pink.
Nice.
Are they now? Okay.
Dimes, nickels, quarters.
Yeah, size.
There you go. Are we talking? Are they proportionate or are they a little smaller, a little larger?
They're not like you see the.
They're not like dish plates.
Like, yeah, they're not dish plates.
Saucers.
So you do have big breasts, so it's kind of hard to qualify what a small set of nipples are. So are we talking like quarter size? Are we talking like silver dollar pancake?
No, not that big.
So what about like that?
Tostino pizza pepperoni?
Yeah, maybe about like that.
Wow. So
wow. That's...
Now wait, are we talking about the entire areola or just the little pokey part itself? Because that could be kind of creepy if that's just the part.
No. Yeah. First door number one.
Okay. So the little eraser heads on there. Very nice. Wow. Okay, all right.
All right, well, why don't we let her have a break for the rest of the show tonight? Maybe
Thank
we'll
you.
Harass
Come
her.
Come on, let's keep drilling her on this one.
Yes.
You just want to keep drilling her in other ways. You're like, your name is Alaska, bitch! You
know, what the hell?
Well, you know me. I wanted to... this is so wrong, but I want to take every good little girl and just...
Turn them out?
Yeah.
But you think I'm a good little girl because that's how I act. But
you like donkey punches.
You haven't given us a chance to... You haven't given us
I'm
an example of anything
freak.
Else? Okay, you're
Bullshit.
A closet freak.
We don't believe you.
We don't.
So you don't have to believe me. Only people who
Okay, I'll tell you what.
Here.
I will drop this right now and we will move on. Say something incredibly filthy.
No.
Then I say we keep going.
Well, you have to keep going. Keep you going. Can stop this, Ed.
You
this
can
is,
stop
wait,
this.
Wait, time out, guys. Come on. This is your safe word.
Toe says they're inverted. Her
inverted
nipples.
Ew, no.
Okay, this is your safe word. All you have to do is say something incredibly raunchy. To make a stop.
Yeah, just
Until
say
then,
something.
We're going to keep asking questions.
Like, I want to have your abortion. Or just something
what the hell?
Really fucked up. What's that line, the original line from Fight Club? Oh, I haven't been fucked like that since grade school.
Yes.
Say something just fucked up and wrong. Something so sexually deviant that it would. It that would your do. Mother is going to pass out.
Oh, my mom
wow, that's
going
to be something really, really deviant.
Well,
say.
Actually, I'd have to probably include her mother to get it to that point.
Oof.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, Jesus. Just say the raunchy line.
Just say something. We got to kill this bit now.
Kill it.
No.
You have to say something just nasty, disgustingly perverted, wrong. Like, oh, my God, I love two fists in my ass.
Yeah, no.
It doesn't have to be true.
That's it. I'm saving this bit. Shut her mic off. Just shut her mic off. No, hers, not mine.
Sorry.
We got a couple of emails from a band called Tits.
Tits. Oh, yeah. I think that we have them on our MySpace.
Yeah, Taking It Too Slow. And they sent us a couple of their songs, and this is great. I wanted to play this. They've got a couple, and there's a song called She Thinks I'm at Work. There's one called Two Chicks. This is one I wanted to play, though. It's called Inner Monologues of a Stripper. And I just want to hit play on this. And,
is it
a
personal favorite?
All right, go for it.
I didn't know it so well.
Yep.
Cindy. Roberta.
Raven.
I wonder who's here to see me tonight. Oh, there he is. He's hot. He has money. He's got a nice car.
No, play your song.
Oh, okay. No, not this guy again.
Veronica. Sparkle.
Lucy.
And these are your ladies for the night. Take them in the back. Get that $20 lap dance. The first dance is on us, and you pay for the second.
Or is any time we go to Little Darlings, Lucy, that's all I ever hear. We know Sinister what he sounds like. He could scare the shit out of Murphy.
You know, he should seriously get on there and should do one of his lines and scare people and have the money just launch out of their wallets.
Exactly. All right. So earlier tonight, Murphy and I were heading in the studio because he carpooled with me. And we were at the 7-Eleven down the street. I was picking up coffee and an apple and something like that to carry me through. And
gum. And apple. What the
it makes sense to me.
Carry
you
to the fucking bathroom. That's where it's carrying it.
So we looked at something, though. The guy behind the counter.
You know what? That coffee and the apple story is much more excited than Scrappy's whole sex life.
I know. All she would have said is I shoved an apple up my ass and she would have won.
Scrappy's sex life is basically the equivalent of a Saved by the Bell episode.
Wait. My sex life is better than Scrappy's.
Oh. Ooh.
Ouch. Anyway,
she's like, I'm a freak in the closet. Well, that's swell.
Want to see me be a freak? Here, I'll roll over. We'll do it with the lights on.
Anyway, so when we were in there, the guy was trying to sell us everything under the sun.
Dude, I swear to God, he was trying to sell us the light bulbs. He was trying to sell us the fixers.
Would you like to buy another soda? It'll save you 50 cents.
Dude, everything was like 2-for-1 or 3-for-1, you know? It was funnier than hell. But anyhow, he said for 99 cents, it'll sell us a can of Rockstar. But not the kind of rock star you'd expect it to be. Right. Herb, give a little rundown of this one.
This is Rockstar 21. Premium malt beverage with natural and artificial flavors.
Malt liquor.
Malt liquor. Caffeine, taurine, ginseng, guana, caramel color.
Guana.
And FNDC.
They got some guana.
In other words, they mix depressant with...
yeah.
With meth with depressants.
But it's a malt beverage, and you know what
that's
that is.
Malt.
You little bitch-ass motherfucker. Come over and give your grandma a hug.
So we got a can of this stuff. I'm kind of afraid to drink it alone.
So Murph and Decaf are going to split the energy drink because they've done the energy drinks before.
Yes, and I splattered all of Walmart.
Two of them. It smells just like it. Oh, no. I'm having flashbacks, dude.
Do we need to stay in the studio for a little bit so you can empty your bowels?
I'm not chugging it. Here, what? I remember
when I was leaving, I was like,
as we hand the open drink over the board.
I said, this dude's a bitch. He can't handle all those drinks into the toilet, whatever, right? Then I was halfway to go out of
to Walmart there.
Yeah. And then I bolted at that motherfucker. I knocked over at least that old lady holding the goddamn thing.
See, we each did 60 shots of energy drink and six 60 minutes. The problem is most of them were sugar-free. And when you take a lot of sugar-free items, they act as a laxative.
So they literally made themselves shit themselves.
I shit for an hour at Walmart.
Oh, God, easily. I was
Walmart
in there.
That's going to close down for the first time.
Do you see how small that bathroom is? I got 1 foot on the wall, 1 foot on the – trying to just stay stable.
Oh, it was bad. Oh, God.
Oh, no.
And then I text you. Remember I text you because I was talking. I was like, oh, Murphy's.
Oh, God, it tastes just like it, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Is it sugar-free?
No, but
no, but it does taste like it.
I can't touch it.
And then I text the message. I'm saying, yeah.
Hey, wait. She's just smelling. Yep, she's just smelling. Okay, yeah, I just want to make sure she's just smelling. We don't need any fucking trouble here.
Yeah, no one under 21 is drinking in the studio.
Because the can even says 21, and now I'm not going to get fucking in trouble for any of y'all. All right, so smells like what? Energy drink?
Yeah. Doesn't.
How does it taste? What does it taste? Energy drink or?
Tastes like energy drink and Zima.
It's good shit.
That's disgusting.
They've got, it's called Sparks. It's the same thing, energy beer.
Energy beer.
Yeah.
Because just what I want to be drunk and pumped up.
Yeah, right.
Let's go. Yeah, give me another beer. Not my idea of a good time. So we had to kind of, Murphy and I were looking at it, and we were like, you know what? I think this is a bit. And he's like, okay, I'll give it a try.
So. You have a rendezvous with destiny.
All right, well, tell your story before you got here, since you ain't telling us nothing else.
Oh, you guys want me to tell my story?
Yeah, please. Go ahead. You ain't telling us nothing else interesting.
Shut up. There was a drive-by shooting in my neighborhood.
What?
Last Saturday.
Nice.
And like...
You weren't dating anyone involved, were you?
No, shut up. No, but
Or
listen,
are you
dude,
now?
No. Shut up. Listen, okay, so I'm chilling in my room on my computer. It's like 11 or something Saturday MySpace. Night.
And she said she wasn't a geek?
Or you harassing a lady, a girl on
MySpace?
I was
actually writing an essay. Actually, it's kind of funny. I was writing an essay on the Second Amendment. And
serendipity right there.
Right? So I hear these gunshots and I'm kind of like, I know the difference between a gunshot and a car backfire. So I kind of like, I stop and I'm like, okay. So I go running out. Of my room. Like to go outside to see what it was. And my brother and his friend are chilling in the kitchen. And I start screaming at them thinking they did something stupid or something. I'm like, what the fuck did you guys do? That wasn't us. So they grabbed two big steak knives.
Wait. Time out.
OJ.
Hold on. Your dumb ass is going to take a knife to a gunfight?
Listen, my brother and his friend. But no, they're both in karate. His friend's a black belt.
I can catch a bullet with my bare hands.
They thought someone, because it kind of did sound like banging on the house at first.
Okay.
So they thought maybe someone was trying to get into the house. But listen to the whole story, because it's kind of a good thing they grabbed it. They went to the backyard like to look out there. Now, my boss, he's a disabled veteran. He lives in an RV in our backyard. So
this shit gets weirder and weirder.
Yeah, listen.
No sex life, but she has creepy disabled veterans.
My dad comes running out and he's like yelling at them because he thought they were doing something too, and we were just like, that wasn't us. And so I'm like, fuck, we need to go check on Bob, which is my boss. So I run inside, I grab Krill has, well, I'm in like really short shorts and a tank top. Let's just put it this way.
Wait, time out.
We got Krill.
Okay.
Yum.
Okay, so I run inside my room because I knew I had to go outside and check on my boss.
Hold on, I still think
stop. Krill's. So I throw on Krill's big ass Steelers jacket.
Okay.
So when I have that on, it looks like I'm just wearing the jacket, kind of. Grab my switchblade that I showed you guys the other day and go running to the side of the house. Well, as soon as I get out to the side of the house, there are like six guys trying to get into our backyard.
What?
I shit you not. So they're like, let us in. They pretty much broke our gate, like where the little lock is, like dug into the wall. So they're like, let us in. My brother's like, what was that? And they go, well, the N-word. I'm not going to say it. You know what that was?
Nigerians.
Yeah. you know what that was? And I was like, bitch, we know what that was. But and I started yelling at him. And I was just like, y'all need to find a new hiding spot. I'm like, you need to get the fuck out of here. You're not getting into our backyard. Leave. Get the fuck out of here. Go somewhere else and hide.
Right.
And
they weren't leaving.
They were like freaking out trying to get into our backyard. So I'm like, no.
Like your backyard is the savior location.
Yeah. Right. Well, they were trying to hide because, well, we found out this later. But I went into the RV to check on my boss. And I'm like freaking out, and my adrenaline's like pumping through my body.
Wait, wait.
Like,
disabled okay? veteran living in an RV, and she walks in looking like she's wearing nothing.
But he, yeah.
I'm here to clean your pipes.
No, I was just like, are you okay? I didn't have any time. So when I found out he was okay, I went inside and threw some pants on. But
guess how many?
Yeah, right. You little goddamn
no,
pants.
No, I swear to God. But I went back out, and my brother called the police. And we found out what happened was there was a big, huge party at someone's house.
Okay.
Like, and some gang shit broke out, and they shot up a couple houses, three houses to the right of our house.
Okay.
So
they're shitty aims.
Right. You know, what are you going to hit? A tree? A house? Did you hit any people? Boy, I hit a tree, a house. Yeah. So we went outside, and a couple of our neighbors, they actually got into their backyard and tried to get into the house and just like...
And what? Hide?
They were trying to get in and hide from either the cops or whoever was shooting at them or whatever, but it was just a really adrenaline pump like night.
That's crazy, though. I mean, I can say that. I mean, I've heard a couple gunshots here and there in Vegas, but...
People like the gunshots would have been okay.
See, I lived next to a house of bloods growing up.
Dude, no, no, like, man.
It was drive-bys like nightly.
I've never been in that situation where, you know, no.
Yeah, I know what you mean, though.
People are trying to get into your backyard, and I'm just like, get the fuck. And I asked my boss, I was like, could you hear us talking? Because he was right there. And he's like, all I could hear was you screaming at them. And I was just like, no, no. I was like, you need to get the fuck out of here now. No joke. Find a new hiding spot. You're getting the hell out of here. So for like an hour after that, our neighborhood was blue and red lights and helicopters over our houses.
So is the same old red and blue stars you see daily.
But we live, you know, we live on Sahara and Ellis. We don't, on the east side, we don't live in a ghetto ass neighborhood. Like, we live, everyone in our neighborhoods, well, was pretty much like old, boring.
Was.
Yeah.
No, it's pretty much ghetto.
It's pretty much ghetto
ass neighborhood now.
But it's
not
like the north side, you know.
You're only talking 3 fucking miles of difference here, sweetie. It's getting that bad. I mean, it's getting that bad. You know,
but
I mean,
you hate to think of your neighborhood that you grew up in.
You do.
In, like,
you absolutely do. But you know what? It's time to fucking move.
I know. It's not sad.
You got to do what
like,
you got to do.
Move because in 10 years.
You got to do what all white people do. Move up higher on the mountain.
See.
And here the diggers are marching in. Here comes the diggers marching in. We're tired to go up the hill because I hear the diggers coming with their loud music. Diggers marching in.
And on that note.
We still got like 10 minutes.
We're just, the podcast cuts out.
Aww.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the greatest internet radio show ever, Spank Wagon Radio.
He fired you for that part.
You announcing Spank Wagon. You know what? She says Spank Wagon the same way she talks about her sex life. She is ashamed.
I am not.
She is ashamed.
I would never be ashamed of you guys.
Of it all. Yes.
All right.
I'm
we
going
gotta,
out in public with you tomorrow. That's not good shame. Point.
All of us, except for Treaders.
He is the backing behind
we'll
Spank Wagon
together.
Radio. He is Spank Wagon Radio.
Decaf, can I
okay.
get you in a mosh pit?
Hey, really quick, folks.
Yeah, as long as I can beat up on a white boy, sure.
Nice. Spank Wagon Radio, you can find us online, spankwagon.net. Got a lot of people we need to thank. First off, big thank you to LV Rocks, lvrocks.com, for letting us have the studio space and time. Big thank you to all of our syndicates, Flash FM, the KC Host Radio Network, Door From Hell Radio, Fox FM, Showdown.net, Steel City Radio, and the Nomad Radio Network. Remember, if we're not live,
find us in the archives.
You will find us in the archive by going to spankwagon.net. Plus, subscribe to our podcast so that way you can always listen to us wherever you want. Podcasts.lvrocks.com. And finally, you need to go to our MySpace page, myspace.com/spankwagon, so you too can learn about the show tomorrow night, which is what again, Murph?
Spankwagon presents Jason's Fight for Life. It is at Moondoggies, which is on Rainbow and Oki. Starts at 8, $10 at the door, 21 and older, please.
All right. Again, I've been your host, Trencher.
I'm Big Daddy Decaf.
And Scrappy.
I see him get a right to talk.
And I'm Soundboard Murphy.
Yeah, you are. We want to thank everybody who's tuned in. Let's see, anything else we need to cover before we go out?
No.
that girl's face with more glaze.
Yeah, we need to cover. We need to cover Scrappy's boobs.
Oh god! Oh,
cut the balls. Cut the balls. Not you, Trench.
All right, Decaf, give us the final word for the week. Something new.
Something new.
Final statement. Final word. Every week it's going to be new.
I love white women, motherfucker. We'll be right back.
Shrug on the tissue on the floor of the train. Sun goes down, temperature drops. Beautiful burnout, beautiful burnout. Bird.